Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 5:15 through 18. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. In the days of old, each home had its own cistern or water storage container, and perhaps even had its own well. Each home had its own supply of water. The family did not have to go looking for water because there was water at home. This example is used to instruct the son in where he is to satisfy his thirst. Find your refreshment at home. Be blessed from that which belongs to you. God provides you with your own water for your own satisfaction, and you are not to drink from another's well or another's cistern. In other words, you are to find your contentment in what is at your own home and not to look elsewhere. You are to nurture that which is at home, so your home will provide you what is needed to serve others outside the home. The phrase, "Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the streets," is saying that his home is the fountain spring that blesses all in the streets. Home is the place where all energy begins, which flows to the outside the home and blesses others. On this earth, home is the core, the focus, the heart of that which produces blessings to all else. Without a strong foundation of the home, that which is done outside the home will not meet success. The home is to produce the servant of God, the loyal follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, those who trust in Him. The purpose of the strong home is not to hold back the waters to the home, but to let the waters of the home bless others. Before those outside the home can be blessed, there must be a nurturing of your own home, your children, and your wife, and the finding of satisfaction there. Work at pulling the weeds from your marriage. Work at fertilizing your relationships and improving your own fountains, and invest your efforts in your home. Get your energy, your encouragement, your strength from your home. You are not to look elsewhere for satisfaction or sustenance, for God has given you the joys of lawful love in marriage. Choose the clear, clean waters that God has provided, and refuse the poison waters from the hand of Satan. A man that only finds pleasure and satisfaction outside the home will soon have no home and no ministry for God. A man is to find the resources in his own home in order to be a blessing to those at home and to others outside of his home. This speaks much to what responsibility the members of the home are to have. A husband and a wife are to bless each other in order to function for God outside of the home. This is the kind of compact that will keep the home fires burning. He is to rejoice with the wife of his youth. It is to be a lifetime of rejoicing, and that takes much nurturing. How this speaks of where the husband is to invest his time and energy. How this speaks of continually meeting the needs of each other, not putting yourself first, but putting the other first. It is not a 50-50 relationship, but a 0% for me and 100% for her relationship. Each is to ensure that the weeds of life are pulled daily in order that nothing comes between them. For to have something come between is to no more be one, but to be two. And that is the cessation or interruption of marriage and the giving to others. Make the home live out that old wall portrait that advertised home sweet home.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.